Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, of the Mighty One of Israel, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, none other than Christ Jesus himself. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the prayers and petitions that we offer to you on this day, that you will hear us and we will pay our vows. Heavenly Father, we thank you that when we decree or declare a thing, that you will establish it for us and light will shine on our ways, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 through 28. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Well, good morning to you. Welcome to the Maximum Radio Network, and you're dialed into the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. I'm blessed to be your host on this day. My name is Aubrey Gregory, and today's Thursday, October the 10th. Praise God. A day with brand new mercies. Our title today and our theme is He Who Inhabits Eternity. That's taken from Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15. Let's listen to it. For thus says the High and Lofty One, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Well, want to thank you for joining us on this day. You're truly a friend of God, and I believe the Lord is speaking about you. He says, I dwell in the high and lofty place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Well, I believe that we are presenting to the Lord today a contrite heart, a humble spirit, and he wants to revive our spirits. He wants to revive the heart. Well, receive it today, please. It's so wonderful. It's so precious. So we thank him for this day, another day that we can surely worship him. Imagine, today is not yesterday. Today is a brand new day. And what God has for us in this day in terms of salvation, authority, power, victory, that's what he has for us in this day. So see yourself having been given the authority and the power, the wisdom and guidance, because he's with us. And he wants to revive our hearts. Now, if for some reason your heart is down, you're feeling burdened, well, let's just go to him. And he has a portion for us, a portion that revives our heart, revives our spirit. Let's ask him for forgiveness and cleansing for our sins, then let's petition him today. Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice, and therefore lead us into prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow and we worship you. Our worship flows to you. because you are the only wise God. There's no other. So we come to you with praise and with thanksgiving, praising your mighty and holy name. You're the one that inhabits eternity. Your name is holy. You dwell in the high and the holy place. That is why we come to you, Father. So we come in humility, we come in fear, we come in trembling, we come to you in gratitude, in love, and through the way of the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to your word in 1 John 1:9, you said, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord, we ask you today to separate us from our sin, separate us from our unrighteousness. We come through Jesus Christ and we receive our forgiveness and our cleansing from all unrighteousness, from all spots, from all wrinkles, from all blemishes. And we are now free and totally blameless from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet. In Jesus' name, the only name above all names, we thank you right now for cleansing, for forgiving, and restoring us through the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ. So we thank you today, and we do bless your name. Well, once again, good morning to you, and we do thank you for joining us. And today, our switchboard is lit up, it's full, and we are asking that you would share with us a praise report or a prayer request. That's why we're here. We're all available to you. Your line is open, and you may just voice your praise report, particularly if it's something that you have offered for prayer previously and you have an update and a good report on that. And if not, we will recycle, if you will, that prayer so that, you know, we're knocking. We're invested in importunity so that we expect the door to open for you and to open for us on this day. So don't be bashful. Just let us know what's on your heart in terms of a prayer request right now, and we will join you in bringing it into the throne room before our Almighty God. He is wonderful, and he answers prayer. So please, just feel free to do that. In the meantime, I would like to offer a prayer request. And I was speaking, well, my wife and I, on yesterday. In fact, it was on last night, late yesterday afternoon, about we were speaking with a young lady who is a wonderful young lady. She's in the Lord, and she desires prayer. Because as we grow, sometimes we are afraid to take the steps or take the plunge into deeper waters that God is leading us into. And her name is Lauren, and we want to pray that she overcomes all hindrances that are keeping her from going deeper into the waters of purpose, of destiny, and righteousness that God has planned for her. So I will ask you to join me in lifting up Lauren a wonderful lady, that she will have the courage. She will find the courage. She will be imbued with courage. She will sense her destiny and the purpose of God for her life. Let us go to prayer. Father, we lift up Lauren before you. She is your daughter, your child. You know the work that you're doing in her. And Father, we see and have seen through the eyes of your Spirit that you have destiny and purpose awaiting her, Lord. And however the enemy has instilled a fear, timidity, there's a lack of boldness, there's a lack of push. And we ask right now that by your Holy Spirit, you would lead her into all truth. The truth concerning who she is, the truth concerning her identity in you, the truth concerning the purpose that you have ahead of her, the destiny that you have awaiting her, that you are willing to use her in a mighty, mighty way. We pray right now that every hindrance, that the anointing that is in Christ, through Christ, and that's in us, that it breaks the yoke, it destroys the yoke, so that the chains are broken. All chains in the natural are broken. All chains in the spirituals are destroyed totally. And no flesh can stand in your presence. Only by spirit can we worship you, spirit to spirit. We pray right now that your destiny, your purposes for Lauren will come forth mightily, where she is a great blessing to you and to your people everywhere, that doors will open up before her so that she will shine and shine so brightly that people will ask, who are you, Lord? And they will call on you, and you will answer them. You will meet them at the point of their need. Lauren's life will be a light. It will be a guide to many. In the name of Jesus, you've created her for that purpose, and we call forth that purpose now. In the name of Jesus, by your stripes, she is made whole. She is healed. She now has courage. She now has holy boldness. She now is covered. She now has a clip in her step. She's now running in the name of Jesus. And Father, in faith, we trust your response to this prayer request, for this intercession. And we are looking for a testimony of your greatness and of your goodness in the name of Jesus. And I trust that all of us can give an amen. So let it be. Amen. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. Okay. Once again, welcome to all of you. And I'm just so pleased. And even more importantly, God is pleased that we're meeting him on this occasion. Now, if you have a prayer request, please bring it forth. Now is a good time. I just sense the atmosphere is ready to receive all that we want to offer to the Lord. The atmosphere is charged with his presence, and we want to strike while the iron is hot. That's the way things are shaped. So the iron is hot. A praise report, an update would be great. I don't know if Sister Jennifer is on. I would love to hear an update on her friend who's in St. Barnabas. I don't recall her name right now. Yes, is how are you doing?
I am awesome. I am divine, empowered, and blessed.
Amen. That is true. Yes, we're all divinely favored, empowered, and we are blessed. Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
We're walking in God's plan and purposes.
I give God all the praise, all the glory, and all of the honor for all that he has done. And when I think about his goodness, my soul cries out, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My friend Rosemary is at home.
Praise God.
Praise God. She's still going through, you know, her challenges,
okay.
especially after every treatment, which she's going through again, but a bit weak, but she's holding on to God's unchanging hand and believing that he is able and he is a healer. And I haven't spoken to her yet for this week. We were supposed to meet over the weekend, and because of her faintness, we were not able to. And I myself have been so busy this week, but I to talk to her soon and get even a better praise report. So far, she's been doing pretty good, thank God.
Praise God. It's a good report to hear that she's home. Please remind me of her name. What is her name again?
Rosemary.
That's correct. That's correct. If I recall, and I think this is a good time to be somewhat pointed for the sake of deliverance, for the sake of healing. I believe she is being treated for cancer.
Yes, she is. She last year she was first diagnosed with breast cancer, and she had one of them removed. She had treatment and everything, and it supposedly was in remission, but apparently not, because earlier, a couple of months ago, she took ill, and when she went into the hospital, they found in her lungs, as a matter of fact, one of her lungs was already collapsed.
Okay. Here's what I would suggest that you do. We're going to pray for Rosemary right now. And we're praying for healing. We are praying for even a miracle. Now, there's a difference between the two. A miracle is where the laws of nature are suspended by the mercy and grace of God, and something miraculous occurs. In other words, it defies nature. Now, healing will be a process that's inside of nature, and healing is more of a process than an instantaneous event. And so whichever one that God chooses to bring about, we are going to petition the Lord. We're going to intercede for that. However, I would ask you to prayerfully consider, I don't know if you've had that conversation already with her, but what's in our heart and our mind has quite a great deal of influence on our physical being. And and however way God leads you, just pray that you can lead her to the place, if she hasn't already, to release every single person that she has held something against because of what she may have considered that they've done, whether it's wrong or right. She just release everyone, everything, and put herself completely in the hands of God for him to do the work. God can do this. This is nothing for him to do. But she must be completely, you know, when they're going to operate on you, they kind of kill you. It's called anesthesia. They put you to sleep. You're not in the way. and they're able to do what the procedure is. Well, it's the same thing with God. So she's got to make sure that she's not in the way, that she is dead. She is so humbled.
Amen.
She is dead. She is dead. She's not in the way. She's out of the way. And he is free to work against those things that have conspired against her body and her being. So the spirit, soul, and the body are intricately interconnected. And a lot of times we don't understand that. We think that, well, our spirit is often, you know, down the street, and our soul is up the other street, and our body standing in the middle of the block. No, it's closely connected. So we will see dynamics and effects, an interplay between the three parts of us. We're what is called a tripartite being, three in one, like the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And they're three in one. So it's the same thing for us as humans. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. That's what the scripture tells us. It's awesome. So let's believe God right now for Rosemary's healing, her deliverance. We're going to speak to the very cells of her body that are in rebellion. We're going to command them to come into order. Divine design, divine order. In the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that we are allowed, empowered, given authority to come into your throne room, into your presence. Also, we know that when we pay our vows, we can decree a thing and it shall be done. And Father, right now, we decree healing or a miracle for Rosemary right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her in her spirit. Father, draw her by your spirit to yourself in a powerful way, a new way, in Jesus' name, on this day. And Father, we speak to her body. We speak life, divine, supernatural, and natural life.
Yes, Lord.
To her body. Mm-hmm. We speak to those cells that are in rebellion, cells that are doing their own thing. We command them right now to stop, to reverse, and to line up, be in alignment with your divine design for Rosemary's or Rosemary's body. Divine design. We call spiritual, supernatural, natural order in Jesus' name. For your glory. For your honor. That people will know that you are truly, truly God. God above everything. We speak to the realm of sickness. We speak to the realm of demonic activity. And we command those dark forces to withdraw, to retreat in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
And we invite the kingdom of light to break forth, to break through, and to shine. In the name of Jesus, lighting up Rosemary's spirit, lighting up her soul, lighting up her body.
Yes, hallelujah.
Charge the atmosphere around her right now. We send the word like lightning.
Jesus.
To
yes.
touch, to penetrate
mm-hmm.
the atmosphere
Hallelujah.
Around her so that peace
Hallelujah.
Reigns. Peace
Hallelujah.
Reigns.
Have
your peace.
That. Your peace,
peace to every part of her body right now. We speak to her ability to breathe, her
yes.
respiratory system right now, that
yes,
it
Lord.
Would function at optimal 110% in the
sure.
name of Jesus.
Yes, have your way.
Bringing life oxygen to her entire system to
yes,
fuel
Lord.
Healing
mm-hmm.
and wellness in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord. In Jesus' holy
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister
Amen.
Jennifer,
yes, sir.
Would you, if you can, possibly today, reach out to her, just give her a call, let her know that she's being prayed for and that heaven has her request for healing and wellness so that the atmosphere is intentionally shifted in her thoughts, her thinking, and her being, as she understands that she's not alone. She
yeah,
is not alone. The
right,
Lord
amen.
Is with her. Yes. So there must be a shift in the natural there, and this will fuel her recovery.
Hallelujah.
Praise
thank
God.
You.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing that. Any other praise reports or prayer requests?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
Welcome.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you today, sir?
Well, I'm blessed, awesomely favored, and divinely powered. I feel great. Thank you, sir.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. This is Terrence Moore Francis, husband of Mrs. Diane Francis.
Yes. And, well, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
This is my first time calling in. My wife has called a few times. She has met you before.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know, and I'm eagerly anticipating meeting you. And I did think of both of you in the last, I would say, week or week and a half. I said, because the last time your wife, she was on with us, and I did ask her to come in if it were possible to just give me an update on how you're doing. But you're doing great. You're on with us. Hallelujah. Everybody,
Hallelujah.
Let's give God praise.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. She was called in the office, but she didn't get you to you.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought I had given her my cell number.
She did call also. She also called and left a message, but unfortunately, she didn't get a reply.
Well, Go ahead.
Yeah, as for me, I'm not doing too badly at all. I give God praise and thanks. As I heard you said, miracles, basically instantaneous. Healing is a process. And,
yes.
God has His way of doing His will, and
yes.
Whatever God's will is, it must be done. I've done my set of chemos, and
okay.
I just did some X-rays yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm awaiting the results of those, and then the doctors will tell me what they're doing. But in the meantime, I'm praying for a miracle from God, that He will heal me without even the doctors having to do anything. Any application,
okay.
anything of that sort. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm seeking the prayers of the church, and you know, continue to pray for us.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Right now it's getting real cold and so on, and mm-hmm. my wife is not very good with the cold, and you know, so we're praying that everything will go according to God's plan and will, so we can be out of here, you know, for the winter.
Yes.
So I'm seeking your prayers, you know, and I don't know. Hopefully, Saturday is my birthday.
You're an October baby as well. Yesterday was mine.
Yes.
Well, praise God. Praise God.
Belated birthday. Happy belated birthday. Greetings to you.
I received
you know,
that. Thank you.
And, makes me half of a century.
Well, praise God. Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God. Well,
I'm
I want to say this. Go ahead.
I'm hoping that we can make it to on Sunday to come to your church.
Oh, hallelujah.
Well, of course you'd be welcome.
You,
absolutely. You'd be welcome.
I'm hoping for that.
Well, God will give you...
What time is the service?
It's 11 o'clock sharp.
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. 11 o'clock. And I want to say this to all of our intercessors and prayer leaders online presently. Lots of us are on. That this is one of the occasions where we have a live prayer answer and praise report. We prayed Brother Francis and his wife. We prayed for them on this program. And I did explain to you that we have this brother who is going through treatment and therapy for cancer. And I met his wife providentially. We bumped into each other. I didn't know her before, and we met. And right in front of our church, right on the sidewalk. And she shared with me her and her cousin. And I've had these people in thoughts and prayers ever since. And so it's great to hear from you, brother. Thank you so much. I feel blessed knowing that we had prayed for you and are going to be praying right now. Let me go to prayer right now. And I do want to, I know I had taken your numbers, I wouldn't suggest you give it over the air, but if somehow just call our office and leave your number there so I can speak with you and your wife. Father, saints, let us take this brother before the throne of grace right now. He's really, really relying and trusting God for his miracle, for his deliverance. Father, this man has received the word. He has received in his spirit that you are a miracle-working God, and he's putting his faith and his trust in you. He sees his deliverance. He sees his healing. And if he can see it, he can have it because of his faith trust in you. Father, right now we join him. We circle around him right now. And we speak deliverance. We speak miracle right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you break through. As only you can, breakthrough in deliverance. Strengthen my brother in his spirit. Strengthen him. Cause his faith to even be greater. Cause his faith to rise. And Father, we speak to every cell in his body that's not in divine, supernatural, and natural alignment. For health, for deliverance, for complete recovery, we order and command those cells to line up right now for health, for healing, for deliverance right now in Jesus' name. Strengthen my brother. Strengthen him this day, this hour, in Jesus' name. And Father, we lift up his wife, that you would strengthen her in her spirit, in her mind, in her soul, in her body, as she supports her husband for his recovery. Keep her in good health. Keep her strong. And around both of them, we install a hedge of protection. We release your ministering angels to stand, continue to stand around them, protecting them in their laying down, in their rising up, they're going out, and they're entering in Jesus' name. Meet all of their needs as well, all of their needs financially, materially, to support wellness, health, deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Brother Francis, thank you so much. You blessed us because we love and desire to hear a praise report. And you fill that bill today. It encourages our hearts. You are being a blessing to us. Yes. Thank you so much. Give our love and greetings to your wife. And please, I would like to speak with you. I would even like to visit you guys, because you're not far from us.
Right here.
And so if you can just call in, just leave your number on the voicemail.
I'm
going to
call you, sir. I'm going to call
you. Oh, there you are. Oh, you have my cell.
I'm right here. Good. Yeah, I called you.
Okay.
I'm right
well, please.
Yeah, I tune in every morning and listen.
Okay, praise God.
Yeah, right.
Praise
here,
God.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
I will call you a little later today.
Yes, you fulfilled my joy today because I was thinking about you guys. Hallelujah. Well,
praise God. We'll call you a little later.
Yes, thank you. Well, saints, praise God today. Walk with the King. You have authority, you have the victory. Amen. Amen. Seize the victory. Amen. God bless you, and may his face shine upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You're welcome to join us.